Blog Talk Radio.
Don't have to feel alone. You don't
day is a restart. It's
yes.
A refuel. It's
yes.
Fresh.
Yes.
You get an opportunity to say whatever I did before, I'm going to make it different. And mm-hmm. finances was the area that really stuck out for me.
Yeah.
So, and I know some people feel like, you know, it's just them by themselves, but it's something that you can do by yourself. It's something that you can do with a partner. Me being married, I got mm-hmm. to the place where I was like, hey, you know, we need to do better. We're both working.
Mm-hmm.
We both have careers. And that actually started us on our entrepreneur journey. So
wow.
at the time when I was starting my financial coaching business,
uh-huh.
my husband also started his lawn care business at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We are truly partners
mm-hmm.
in life, truly partners in raising children, and truly partners in being entrepreneurs. So, yeah, that's my journey here. And, you know,
uh-huh.
like you said,
mm-hmm.
I am your favorite financial coach.
Yes.
My goal is to make the topic of money not taboo, to make it comfortable, to make it an everyday thing that
mm-hmm.
people can take in, understand, not fear, and then be able to create wealth for generations, because that's the goal. The
mm-hmm.
idea is to be able to leave some things so that our children are not starting from ground zero every
mm-hmm.
generation.
Yes.
And legs and shoulders
yes.
stand on it. And, you know, for a lot of us, we don't get to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
We get the experience where we turn back and take care of our parents, which
yeah.
is nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that leaves our children stuck out there, and then they have to turn back and take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to put ourselves in positions where we can do both.
Yes.
We need
yes.
to lend a hand to our parents, absolutely. But we want to be able to build foundations for our generations.
Man. And Dana, how can they get a hold of you, like if they want to set up a consultation with you?
So I am on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, I'm all Dana Rao. I have a Gmail email that you can reach out to me. So it's yourfavoritefinancialcoach
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com. You can shoot me an email. On my Instagram, there's a link in my bio if
mm-hmm.
you want to book a consultation
mm-hmm.
or if you want to book a session,
mm-hmm.
The calendar link there. You can always send me a DM on any one of those platforms. Even if you just have questions, I have some new services that I'm going to be launching in April with
Financial
Literacy Month.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so a couple of things I'm going to be adding to what I do, and those will, you know, be posted at that time. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. And also tell them about your husband. He has a business too, right?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. he has Asher Service, Lawn Care and Landscaping. We're here in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, his phrase is lawns don't beautify themselves. And so he's
mm-hmm.
truly passionate about his business. Is something that I get involved in with helping him. The kids
mm-hmm.
are involved as well. So, again, just trying to build that generational wealth by giving tangible skills that they can take and then learn and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, if college doesn't work for me or if this job doesn't work for
mm-hmm.
me, I always have something that I can
mm-hmm.
on and I can come from that I have learned a skill to be able to take care of myself.
Yeah, that is so, so wonderful. I get it when it comes down to the whole lawn care, because Penny's husband has a lawn care business, and he'd be so serious about it. So he grabbed all the nephews up, all the great nephews. When they get finished working with him, they'd be like, oh, my God. So I can imagine how the shorn be pulling up there with his dad and Samir when he go work with them, when they that passionate about their job. Oh, my God. But that is so, so good.
Get to share with your family
yes.
in your success.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, what business and entrepreneurship
mm-hmm.
is about, is being able to say, I'm building this not just for myself, but I'm building this for
my
children
yeah.
and those around me. And
yeah.
so he gets them involved in the lawn care.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I get them involved in all things money, whether it's, you know, investments in the stock market,
mm-hmm.
whether it's understanding what your debt is, what your cash flow is, how to save, knowing that you got to pay your tithes when you earn money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do all of those things so
wow.
that they can have a whole spectrum that they can learn from. So not just your school education,
mm-hmm.
but just learning how to deal in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's funny because sometimes people feel as though when your kids of a certain age, you still can't teach them. Whether they, I'm still learning, and I'm in my 50, 55, and my mother is still, you know, guiding me through some things because of their wisdom. But how often we feel like, oh, my kids are grown now. There's no way I can go backwards and now teach them. But, yes, you can. Whatever you learn, you have to teach your kids, you know, because I just feel like me growing up, on my mom's side, it's a lot of entrepreneurs on my mom's side who started way back when. Like my great grandfather had a coffee shop, you know. So and my great aunt had I believe a senior's place. And I used to go there, you know, with her to the place, and she owned it. So, but it's just like, but I just feel like sometimes, like, well, I guess back in that era, I don't believe that we really taught our children like we should have, like investing. But now today, everybody is teaching their kids how to invest, you know, how to save your money, how to buy properties or whatever you type of investment you have. I just feel like now it's like it's so prominent, like everybody is doing it and teaching their children, and I just love it. I love it. And my sister Nikki, we used to go through the drive-thru when kids was little, and they would say McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, and they'll say, you know, because, you know, your kids be dreaming at their age, and they say, oh, one day we're going to work here, and she says, no, one day you will own it. So in their minds, and they kept that with them, okay, we're going to own it. So, you know, I just think, but I was just blessed that looking at my mother's side, they had a lot of entrepreneurs there who I can look up to, you know what I'm saying, and also like my...
We take the time to dive in, we will find that there were a lot of entrepreneurs in our land. A lot of our parents and grandparents, that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
You know, when we think about our lineages coming out of slavery, that was a way for them to maintain.
Yeah.
They had to create life and businesses and society for themselves. So they learned how to, you know, farm for themselves. They learned how to take care of those things. They had to create those businesses, your banks and all of those types of things. So once they started to do that, life goes in cycles. And so after the cycle of the work, we always want to make it easier on our next generation. And how do we make it easier? We move from industrial type of working to thinking. So I'm going to work hard with my hands so that you can then go work hard with your mind.
Yeah.
Which is where the school and college and education came from.
Yeah.
But what I think our grandparents and great-grandparents didn't realize was we could do both. We could take the education and still learn
and
the trade and the skill because you never know which one of those things you're going to need. And so they push us in the way of the education, and now we're realizing that you can do both.
Yeah.
And so we're giving our children and grandchildren both.
Yeah.
And you can go get your formal education, but you can also work with your hands. You can also be a carpenter. You can also have a lawn care business. You can be whatever you want to be, but I'm going to give you the skills that's going to allow you to operate in both the education and in the world of having a skill or a trade to your hand. And so, and that's all a part of restarting.
It's
opening your mind.
It is.
So I will tell you to be transformed in our mind.
In our mind. Yes.
That's the start. When you start there in your mind, that is the beginning of the restart. It's opening my mind up to new ideas. It's opening my mind up to new understanding. Opening my mind up to new revelations so that I can see things differently. And then the refuel is feeding yourself.
Yes.
I've seen if there's something out there. Let me feed myself the information that's going to help propel me forward into it.
Yes.
Let me start to read books. Let me start to take classes. Let me start to get a greater understanding
of
what I'm doing so that I can change trajectory moving forward, because that's the plan.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
What we want to do. So, you know, shout out to my little big brother, Josh, at the end
of the day. Hey, Pastor Josh, he sure was. Let me tell you, we were so hyped up last week. Our mother said, because y'all was over-talking each other because we were just trying to get it out. So I said, this week, I am just going to, you know, just wait my turn to come in. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, yes. But that's going to take us to our scripture for today, which is 2 Kings 4, and I'm beginning at the 11th verse, and it says, one day when Elisha, some people say Elisha, came, he went up to his room and lay down there. He said to his servant Gehazi, call the Shunammite. So he called her, and she stood before him. Elisha said to him, tell her, you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now, what can be done for you? Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? She replied, I have a home among my own people. What can be done for her? Elisha asked Gehazi, she has no son, and her husband is old. Then Elisha said, call her. So he called her, and she stood in the doorway. I love it. Doorway, beginnings, opening doors, new things. Verse 16, about this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold a son in your arms. No, my Lord, she objected. Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. But I love that verse. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. When she said, no, my Lord, you don't mislead thy servant. Oh, my God, I was so, let me say, you can read a passage in the Bible, and you know, Dana, you can make about 10, 15 sermons out of that. But I'm like, oh, my God, because when God gave me Restart and Refuel, there was a time in her life when she said, no, my Lord, don't mislead your servant. In other words, that right there is a sticky situation. You know, I always wanted a child. I always wanted a house. I always wanted my own business. I always wanted to do all these things, you know, unto the Lord. And I feel like I don't have no resources. Don't even touch that, because that's dead. My husband can't produce. It's over for me. So let me just go on. I don't need anything. I'm already wealthy. I'm a prominent woman within my community. But when God put that in my spirit, restart and refuel, and it was time for her to restart that part of her that she thought was dead. Refuel that dream in her that she thought was laid down and buried because it was impossible. Oh, my God. Woo, glory. You can chime in when you want to, girl, because I'm
just seeing on her story as a whole.
Uh-huh.
The story talked about her being wealthy, and as a result of her wealth, she wasn't selfish.
Yes.
She took her wealth and she recognized, and that's the part about the mind.
Yes.
Her mind was in a place where she could recognize, this is a man of God.
Yes.
And so with my wealth, I'm going to provide a way for this man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking for anything.
Nothing.
Not wanting to get anything out of it. She was just going to take her wealth and be of service to the man of God. And the thing that is good about being of service is when you look to serve people, God will do great things in you. Just for your service alone, He will do those things. And He will shock you by what He will do just being ready to serve, just being willing.
Yeah.
And like you said, she had to pause for a second.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute, this is a thing that I've never had before, but you're telling me I can have this thing. But in that same split second, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Woo. I love it.
Just in that second, she was able to take it. And in the version that I read, I think it was the English Standard version, when I talked about her having a new season.
Yes.
Like you said, a new door.
Yes.
A restart.
Yes.
In the next season, this is what's going to come to you.
Yes.
And we get new seasons daily. Fresh grace, mercy, every single day.
Yes,
so what are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you acknowledging the fact that God is giving you a fresh and a new season? And are you taking advantage of it? Are you putting your hand to the plow to say, you know what, Lord? Because we know faith without works is dead.
God knows what you pondering, and you ain't sharing with nobody. And when the man of God will speak over you, and you be like, oh, my God, don't you even go there. I didn't cry. I didn't toil all night. I didn't fast. I didn't pray. I didn't anointed everything in my stomach, my belly, everything. Believe in God. And then you won't come tell me and revisit that again, because that right there was a hurt piece, because what God did not do. But like you said, she was wealthy and how she shared her money. She provided, asked her husband, you know, hey, when this man of God come in here, and I love that, because her husband wasn't jealous when she said, hey, can we provide a table, a chair, a bed for him, and a lamp for him to come? And the husband was like, sure, let him come on in. But she spread her money out, because she wasn't selfish, and she wasn't even looking for it. But just her obedience to come to an open door where he was and stood in the doorway, and you're right, she received it. But how many times when we dream and we pray and we ask God for different things, and we think that situation is dead, and then, bam, something stirs up on the inside of us to say, maybe you should go back at that thing again. I remember Pastor Lee, your cousin, Pastor Jones, he said a few years ago, he was on 23rd and Fitzwater, and I'll never forget it. He said the same dream that he went, he said it was 10 years ago and it didn't go through. But 10 years later, he visited and he became an entrepreneur with his own business, his own company. But what if he would not have allowed that situation to, if he would allow that situation to stay dead and not revisit the thing. So I'm encouraging all our listeners on today, whatever you think, it ain't over till God says that it's over. And if God has put something on the inside of you and that thing keeps coming up on the inside of you like water well up in you, I'm telling you, go for it. And don't be dismayed, because God is with you. And sometimes it's not for then, it was for now. I had Hope Victorious written out in my journal since 2017, since 2007. Every time I went forward to try to introduce the ministry, bam, it got kicked out. In 2014, God reshifted, revisited that thing again, 7 years later, and then God birthed it. But my mother said it wasn't for me to birth it where I was at. It was for me to birth it. I'm like, oh, my God, and sometimes we get so upset with people, but it don't be people. Sometimes God closed doors, but when he opened up that woman's room, her womb, the Shunammite woman, oh my God, glory to God. But she had a lot of courage to go revisit that thing again and allow the man of God to bless her. Oh my God. Woo.
And she was consistent, and people miss consistency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though something doesn't go right then the time that you think it is. I think it was Snoopy when you were talking to,
mm-hmm,
and he was talking about time, and he was saying that, you know, what we might feel like 3 years to us is could be a minute to God.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a day to God. He thinks it's a long time.
Yeah.
But staying consistent,
mm-hmm,
in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Staying, keeping your hand to it,
yeah,
because you never know when God is going to bring it forth.
Yeah.
It could just be some days waiting for you.
Yeah.
His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Yeah.
It could be just waiting for you to break down and say, you know what? God, I need you to do this.
Yeah.
I need you to help me.
Uh-huh.
If this is going to happen, I need it to come from you so that I can't say,
yeah,
it's coming from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right in that moment when you say, you know what? Lord, I'm going to let you work it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you work in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
again, sometimes it's a revisit.
Yeah.
It's a restart.
Yeah.
I have it written down. I tried it. I started it. I got to put it to the side. It needs to take some time over here off. But when it recomes, when it rebirths,
yeah,
or when it really shows itself out and people are able to see it,
yeah,
how God can bless. And,
yeah,
and you can say it only came from him.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't,
mm-hmm,
come from anybody else. And again, she was willing to sacrifice.
Yes. Yes, and you
without,
mm-hmm,
any promise on the end.
Yes.
Without any, she didn't overcome it.
Nice.
She had an opportunity to what she wanted. She said, I'm good.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I mean, anything, all right. I'm with my people.
Yes.
I'm good where I'm at. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else saw an area that she probably thought in her mind, yeah, this is a void, but
yeah,
I'm still okay.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody,
yeah,
else pointed out, hey, I see something that you're missing. Let me bring this up. Let me,
yeah,
try to enhance this situation,
yeah,
in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you know. And like I said, she hesitated, but you know what? Let's do it, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
That's what our restart and refuel will take.
Yes.
Let's do it, God.
Yes. Yeah, and then look at the resources, because she's looking at, oh, my husband is old. so he can't provide. And that's how we look at situations where God told us to do something. We like, well, we don't have the resources or we don't have the credentials for it. And God said, you got everything that you need, everything in you. You're adequate. You can do it. The resources, just step out. Just like Nehemiah, he asked the king. The king provided
everything. Anything you might need along the way,
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So when you think situations are dead, it ain't dead. It ain't over until God says it is over. If he tell you to get back to it, restart, refuel, restart it and refuel yourself, because you can restart something, but don't be fueled. Don't have the energy to do it. Oh, my God. I'm just so blessed every time I read that story of this woman, because I know what it feels like to be dreaming for so long. Like you said, like Snooki said, it may be a minute to God, and we've been waiting for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But God, hey, now was the time to do it. Nobody couldn't tell me in 2007 when every time I introduced Hope Victorious, it got knocked out. I was crushed. But I put it down. It was already written out in my journal. I kind of really forgot about it. And then God ignited that fire on the inside of me again, and I heard him speak clearly in my ear in 2014. It was on a Sunday, and said, I want you on the radio on Wednesday. Oh, my God. And I caught Luke Bilger. He came over. He got the podcast together for me, did all the graphic designs for me, and it was my sister-in-law, Gloria, who passed away, rest in peace, about Blog Talk Radio years ago, way before I even came on. So I went through, and it's good to write stuff, y'all. Journal. When folks say don't journal, my spiritual mother told me to journal every day, and I journal every day, and that's how my book Shattered But Not Broken came along. So it's good to journal your thoughts so you can go back. So I was able to go back. Luke was trying to figure out what my writing was from 2007, but when I tell you, it ain't over till God says that it's over. So don't be discouraged if it's not happening now. Believe it. You got to.
That's how you see those things manifest themselves. Mm-hmm. What you're thinking about 5 years from now, you can't remember.
No.
You don't know.
No.
Some things you do, but there's no detail in it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Take the time to write those things down and continue to read them and continue to seek God. Shout out to Lay Pastor Kim for the Soul Challenge. In our business, we're doing a sew where we're sewing time on, you know, reflecting, and we're sowing time on Thanksgiving, but we're also sowing time on speaking and seeking God for what you're looking for and writing down what you're seeking, because you can turn back and say, wow, look at how this manifests itself.
Yes, Yes. That is so awesome. Was that Pastor Kim Jones? That was another pastor. Oh, hi, Kim. Hi, Pastor Kim. Yes, and there's something that, that you also said to Dana about when God gave that to you. It's like, well, how will people look at me? Will they receive me? Will they listen to me? How many times that we get stuck there and we say, we're not going to do it because folk won't be looking at us. Don't allow people to dummy down what God has given to you. So we let fears and our handicap us, paralyze us for stepping out, because how are people going to look at us? Someone said to me, made a comment, my coffee. You should have been did that. What you talking about? Okay. So, I removed that comment, child. I'm going to follow folk in a minute. You hear me? I said, okay. No. What you mean? It wasn't for them. Everybody know I'm a coffee lover. Yes. Okay, so me birthing a coffee line, it wasn't for then, it was for now. But then how God gave me second chances, because someone gave me this, someone came to me years ago, and that's when the franchises for Dunkin' Donuts were like 15,000, only 15,000. You can imagine, you know how much they are today. So she said,
I love how you said only 15,000, because that's small time to God. Even
yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it was only 15,000 then. And the thing about it is that when they came to me, I wasn't dreaming. I was dreaming for my children, but not even dreaming for myself. So I couldn't even grasp the thought of being an entrepreneur and opened up my own franchise with this person. But then years later, God gave me a second chance. My niece Sharika was like, oh, my God, like years later, God gave me a second chance, and he dropped it in my square. I know that my nephew, Suki, said, you know what, I really What made you go into coffee? And I said, because God gave it to me years ago, and he brought it back up again. God do give you second chances, honey. You know that's right. Second, third, fourth, fifth chances to get back into the game again.
It was also in your legacy.
Okay.
You talked about family members.
Yes.
When you write things down, when you're able to write the vision, or even when you're able to write the history,
mm-hmm.
you're able to see,
mm-hmm.
oh, this was something that was going on before,
mm-hmm.
and God revisited my family line
mm-hmm.
and brought it back.
Yeah.
Not just to me,
yeah.
but in my family line. And
yeah.
that may be something that your grandchildren or great-grandchildren may pick up along the way.
Yeah.
My grandma did it. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm living my life for my great-grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want them to say, Grandma Dana, she was cool.
Yeah.
She paid the
Yeah.
She really paid the
mm-hmm,
pay
mm-hmm.
for us to be able to do all
mm-hmm.
of these things, to have
yeah.
these experiences, to understand this knowledge
mm-hmm.
that I want to embed that into my kids.
Yeah.
One thing I did this year, at the turn of the year, and this is good, we
mm-hmm.
start a review because
yeah.
this is the time when people have committed themselves to their resolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is new time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But February is also the time when people quit.
Mm-hmm,
if,
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to save money by
yeah.
February, I'd stop because I don't feel like I can.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, you know, losing weight, going to the gym, by February most people have stopped because, you know, I committed to this thing at the top of the year, but I'm not seeing it through. And so having this conversation right now
mm-hmm.
is really great.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, one of the things that
mm-hmm.
I deal with my family is we are creating a family shield.
Okay.
And oh, the words for us are faith, discipline, and knowledge, because those are ideas and themes that carry us through our life. You know, our faith in God is first and foremost. It's the thing that we need the most. God carries us through every single thing that we do. And so as believers, our faith comes first. And then our knowledge, we
That's
need
great.
To be able to take in things. We need to be able to know things. We need to be able to create. And in order to do that, you got to know something about where you live, the world you live in, and understand how things function around you. If it's a skill, you got to take in the knowledge. And then the discipline. If I have my faith in God that's growing and I have the knowledge, I need to have the discipline to take action in it so that things can come to fruition.
Mm.
So our word, you know, the
yeah.
rouse, call ourselves the royal family. Our family shield. And so faith and knowledge and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the words that are going to guide us in
yeah.
creating these family shields and mission statements. All of this was a restart. I never thought about creating
mm-hmm.
a family shield before
mm-hmm.
this year.
Yeah.
But this year, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to help my family focus
yeah.
on God first and then focus on the things that he has to grow us.
Yeah.
He is a provider, and God doesn't want to lack for us, not for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people look at us and say, you know, as believers, no, we should not lack. God wants greatness for us.
Yes.
He wants us to have abundance, abundance in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
He came so that we can live abundantly.
Yes.
And so, no, we have to put our hands to the plow and get what's ours.
Yes, I'm telling you, and keep digging and digging and digging. And that's another thing, because sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, name it and claim it. Yeah, you can name it and claim it, but you got to put some work to that, too. You know, you got to work that whole thing out. You said put your hand to the plow. Yes, start digging. I'm telling you. And it's so crazy, because my my sister, when God dropped the coffee in my spirit, my sister had, like, a history of our family. So she told me about my great-great uncle, I believe it's my great-great uncle, who had the coffee shop. And I'm like, oh, my God. So sometimes things just be in your DNA. You know what I'm saying? But God, if you're not sure what it is, God will resonate some stuff within your spirit to keep that thing going. It's just, I'm just so blessed on today, Dana. I am, you know, just so super excited about restarting and refueling. And for those who feel like I'm too old, like Dana said, what are they going to say? You know, me coming to them and teaching them. When you get out of your own way, God can make a whole way for you when you get out of your own way. So stop thinking that how they going to perceive me. Oh, my God. I just started my, I have a cocoa and shea butter foot cream and also a coffee scrub for your feet. Okay, and that was birthed through my daughter, Maya, in the pandemic when we couldn't get out. So I made my own ingredients, and it is beautiful.
Right.
Love it. The thing about it is I could have said, oh, my God, you in your 50s, and you out there, now you doing this, and you an entrepreneur, now you selling stuff. Why not? If God gave it to me, I'm going to do it. Let me tell you, I dismissed people's emotions and feelings a long time ago, Dana. I'm telling you because I can't. Girl, right there, you just get a headache just thinking about it. But when you get delivered, like my pastor said, Pastor Joshua said last week about don't be stuck. Get unstuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some of us are so stuck because of what people want to say. Oh, my God, now you out there, you 20 years old, now you out there trying to do this. You in your 30s, you in your 20s, you in your 40s, 50s. Now here you come with so what? Everybody's on the Internet doing DIYs and selling. And so what? If God gave that to you, then do it. Because when if you allow somebody else to kill your dream that God has given to you, they going on. And you, who knows? They may take your stuff. How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Gotta be careful with that.
Yeah.
But, and the thing is, the beautiful thing that I can say about it is, for you, just watching you, you went from one coast to another coast. And look at the things that you've been able to do and put your hand to at this point in your life. And so it's amazing not to give up, because like you said, like I said, new mercies and grace daily.
Yeah.
You never know what God is going to call you to.
Nope.
There's no age too old. There's no age too young. None of that applies. Like, it can be done.
It can be done.
We see so many women in the Bible who, you know, at ages birth children.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't know about that. But they were actually able to do it. And that's because you never know when
you never know.
Like I said, thinking about being a financial coach, I just wanted to help people. I thought in an area that I think is super important and not really talked about, but being able to say, all right, you know what, God, this has been such great information that I want to go on a mission and was telling people. And I was just doing it. Like, I was talking to people randomly. And somebody came to me and was like, you know you can make a business out of that, right?
Wow, thank you.
My nose, yes.
Okay.
And as a result of that, it helped God, I am passionate about this, and so I'm going to move forward.
Yeah.
And then it also allowed me to say yes to teaching Bible study.
Yes.
I was like, you know, if I'm going to do work outside,
mm-hmm.
In which I think things we put our hands to is building the kingdom, helping
mm-hmm.
people financially
build yeah.
the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So Bible
mm-hmm.
study does it too.
Okay.
And if I'm going to work for in the financial field,
yeah.
I'm also going to in building the kingdom as well. And
mm-hmm.
so that became a yes. And by doing those two things, it put me in a lot of different circles with people who have been able to help me and strengthen
yeah.
me throughout this journey. Doing our business group with the Joneses, our Pericaleo
mm-hmm.
group,
mm-hmm.
come alongside.
Mm-hmm.
They have been educating us and pouring into us on
mm-hmm.
how to be entrepreneurs,
yeah.
how to stay consistent in our
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
My Transformation One group, who I do my financial coaching with,
mm-hmm.
they have been instrumental in teaching me. And now I have my Compound Cuties. Shout out to them
uh-huh.
for helping. So with training and investing
mm-hmm.
and learning the markets and how to invest properly
yeah.
for my legacy, for my children. And so just by saying yes, God
is that
continuing to put me in these circles and flourishing me with people, not to mention my family, who
yes.
is my immediate family is a family of entrepreneurs.
Yes, they are.
And
mm-hmm.
my sister
mm-hmm.
has a T-shirt.
Yes.
And my mom is still serving
mm-hmm.
in us.
Yes,
and we
yes.
love to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Just by serving and just by being willing to serve, I
yeah.
have seen how God has put our hands to so many different things.
Yeah.
And flourishes us. So,
yeah.
That restart, just say yes.
Yes. But look, but it's something that, Tina, you said about your circles. You know what I'm saying? You said yes, but then God put you in circles. And sometimes we let, like I know for me, my guard is always up. But I had to let my guard down just a little bit so I can grow, so I can go into circles because my guard be up because not trusting folks. But, yeah, I had to let my guard down some, and that's how I come Hope Victorious was able to grow because I started putting myself in circles and my whole mindset was changed. And that's the thing. You'll be around some folk who not dreamers, don't want to do anything, you got to dismiss them. And I'm not saying stop speaking to them. You can just say, hey, how you doing? How's the family? But I'm just saying be around, yeah, you know, be around some folks, yes, who life-changing, who want big things, who's dreaming, who believe, you know. So, but is there anybody, Dana, that?
I just wanted to say the thing
go
about
ahead.
Pulling your guard down.
Uh-huh.
We fear pulling our guards down
mm-hmm.
because we don't want to be hurt. And pulling your guard down doesn't mean the violations won't come.
Yeah.
God will be able to sustain you and keep you through it.
Yeah.
Something that somebody might have said to you a while ago
mm-hmm.
may have gotten you completely frustrated, completely
yes.
upset,
yes.
ready to quit. But
yes.
now it's like, you know what, Lord,
mm-hmm.
That was a little hit to my feelings, but it's okay. I'll stay in stride. Or he'll substitute those people who may violate you
uh-huh.
with somebody else who can brush it off of you and
sure
say, you
will.
Know what, that's okay, let people don't
yes.
worry about that and push it aside.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't mean that those violations won't come, but
mm-hmm.
you will have the strength to be able to get through.
Yeah.
And you want through.
That is true.
So I know we get a lot of positive messages.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Positive folks in your circle, absolutely.
Yeah.
So my Compound Cuties friends are watching.
Oh.
Shout out to them. Uh-huh. Okay, Holy Spirit activate. Absolutely.
I know, that's right.
Your foot scrub.
Yes. You can go to www.hopevictorious.com. That's hopevictorious.com, all one word. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Go ahead, Dana.
Yep. We gotta write the vision and make it plain.
Yes.
Absolutely. You gotta do that. And a lot of people saying good morning. Hey.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Oh my God, can you believe this broadcast is over? Oh my God. Look, I should have said it for an hour, okay? Oh my God. Dana, this has been so good. And thank you for everybody tuning in on today. And shout out to your mom. Miss Jackie, that's my girl. And I just want to say thank you so much, Dana, for coming on and just sharing some jewels and some nuggets. Got to get you back on again. And give them all of your handles again, Dana, how they can get in touch with you.
So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Rao, LinkedIn, Dana Rao,
mm-hmm.
Your Favorite Financial Coach at Gmail, in my in the bios
mm-hmm.
on my social media pages.
Mm-hmm.
The links are there for you to book an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be rolling out some new aspects of the business in April for Financial Literacy Month.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll have me back then and I can come and share some some money, jewels, and gems. I just want to, in this time of year, with the economy doing what it's doing, I want to make some places where I can come and share with people on how to make some wise decisions with their money. I know that things have been tight.
Yeah.
People are out of work for some people, you know, just different things. So just giving out some tips and tricks. So I'm going to be heavy on the campaign in April for Financial Literacy Month.
Yeah.
Information out to people that want to be able to help them sustain and help them learn how to restart with their money and refuel financially and get things going in a different way so that they can build not just for themselves.
So decent that you have such a heart and a passion to help folks. Well, you can't help us being underneath your mom and our pearly, because, you know, they are like servers, okay? They do everything from their heart, so.
They are ultimate servers, and they make sure that from young ages that we serve, and they continue to serve us to the point where we don't have any choice to serve.
No.
Even when we don't want to, it's just like, we gotta serve. Gotta do it.
So. Yes, girl, Penny and Nikki, my sisters, can attest to that, because my mom be like, okay, and they be calling me. Well, when I was in Philly, when mommy is going to call you because you got to go to nursing home with her. Oh, my gosh, girl, so I knew when she called and get my coat on, I don't care what was going on, we got to go. Oh, my God. So we're going to close out on here on today. Is there something else you wanted to say, Dana, before we go?
No, I just want to say thank you for having me. Like I said, I enjoy being here. I enjoy talking with you. And thank you for all of the seeds that you have planted along the way.
Oh,
that
is
truly, truly important. And when I look at some of the things that you and other women have been able to pour into me, my hope is that, you know, with young ladies who are coming up, especially in the church, that they'll be able to see those gems that were given to us by you guys. And when I see you guys now, you guys are all reverend.
Thank you so much, Dana. You're going to have y'all crying on here today.
Enjoying the journey and watching you guys go, you know, from accepting your call to evangelism and then into becoming reverend. So it's super good, and it's definitely something that, especially with this being Black History Month, this is something that we can look forward to as Black women in the church and building up the kingdom and having great women leaders. So I appreciate you for allowing me
to. Thank you, Dana, so much. And before we go, your sister, her T-shirt, Rasheen, what's her handle?
It's
Blessed.
She's at Blessed Sister T on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's Blessed M-I, the letter M and I on Instagram as well. She actually just dropped a new one. Yeah, I'm not perfect, but I'm saved.
Oh, I need to get that one, too. I got the others. Okay. I got the others. I got to get that new one. Yes, yes. So you can also follow me on Hope Victorious, the number 2, on Instagram. My website is www.hopevictorious.com. If you want to email me, it's hopevictorious2@gmail.com. So be blessed, everybody. We're going to close out. I pray that you are encouraged on today, motivated, restart and refuel, restart and refuel. Just don't restart and stop. Restart and refuel. Keep on going. Keep on going. Y'all got this in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up, God. Lord, we always give you the highest praise, Father. We thank you for everyone here on today, God, that's on this call, Father God, and those who are on Facebook, Father God, and YouTube who dialed in. God, we do bless your holy name. We thank you for healing our minds, God. Change our mindsets on today. Continue to touch all of our families, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to go before Sandy Williams on today. Continue to heal her body. God, we love you and we adore you. We thank you for your son Jesus on the cross for our sins, God. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. You got this. You are victorious. God bless you and have a good day. Talk to you later, Dana. Bye.